Great moment out there at Broncos headquarters earlier this week. Those military members really in great shape. Looked like some of the football players out there doing those drills. And now it's time for our favorite part of the show, Mace's three keys.
Yep, it's actually three key things to watch tonight. So let's start with the quarterbacks. We touched on them earlier in the show. Of course, Trevor Siemian starting, but all three quarterbacks, I think, want to be more consistent. They want to avoid the mistakes that hindered their play last week. If there can be more consistency, especially against a very tenacious front four from the LA Rams, that's going to be a good sign for them. Number two, defensive line. Derek Wolfe did not practice this week. He had to attend to a personal matter. That meant Henry Melton, the newest Bronco, got first-team snaps. We're going to see quite a bit of Melton tonight, I think, but also all lines of the depth chart on the defensive line need to do better. Last week, there was a little bit of a struggle there. He got pushed back by the 49ers line. They want to be more stout. The Broncos want to find out about their depth tonight. And finally, special teams. Let's key on the return aspect of that. Jordan Norwood is expected to get the punt and kickoff returns in the first half with Braylon Addison and Khalif Raymond following in the second half. But no matter who's returning, the Broncos want to see more from their blockers. Joe DiCamillo, special teams coordinator, was not pleased with what happened in the blocking on the returns last week. He wants to see better tonight, guys.
Speaking of Jordan Norwood, he's not going to make much noise in the media. He's a soft-spoken guy, pretty quiet, which is why his car matches his personality perfectly.
Can you turn it on for us?
It's on.
It's on? Sleek, efficient, and quick are three words you describe Jordan Norwood.
Norwood is free to the 40, 45 midfield, here we go!
But it's also three words you'd use to describe his car. Jordan drives a Tesla, and why a Tesla, man? What made you decide on this car?
I think the first thing that caught my eye the first time I test drove it was the huge, 16-inch screen they have inside, and I'm a kind of a techie type of guy, so that kind of blew my mind away.
What do they got on that screen? What's some of the things that caught your eye on that screen?
Well, you can make the navigation all of that screen, and you can turn the backup camera on, even if you're going down the highway, which is kind of cool. But, it has internet radio and all those types of things, too.
Now, how much money would you say that you save on gas? Because I know some of your teammates like the big trucks.
Yeah.
Those are gas guzzlers. But you, I mean, you're fully electric.
Yeah, fully electric. No gas at all. I haven't looked at gas prices in, I think, almost a year now. So I think I'm saving probably, I was spending almost $200 a month on gas when I had a truck, an SUV. When you type in the navigation where you're going, it maps you directly where you're going to stop at charging stations, and it tells you when you get to this charging station, you're going to be at 15% battery, so you need to stay at the charging station for 27 minutes, and then you can get back on the road. So it does everything for you. I would say the coolest feature is just how quick it is. It's silent and quick, and it's pretty cool to kind of ride up on somebody and they don't even know you're next to them.
Riding in the car with your parents, can you imagine, like, back then to now what what all this looks like?
Absolutely not. I mean, we did have a cell phone back then, and it was right here, and there's a huge cord, and it was crazy. So, all this is just out of this world. The whole base of the car is actually the battery. So here where you would mostly have engine, you just have a little more storage space, and honestly, I forget it's there for the most part, but it's pretty cool. You know, if you need a little bit more room to put some of your daughter's toys in or something like that, you can take advantage of it.
Awesome, man. Well, appreciate you showing us around your car.
My pleasure.
Fully electronic, tricked out, kid-friendly. It's got all the tools, just like Jordan Norwood.
Yeah, the coolest thing about that, no engine in there. You just pop that thing open, and it's just extra storage. That's incredible. Mace, we've reached that point in the show. Our final thoughts.
Yeah, tonight's the dress rehearsal, as a lot of people have said, but it's also about winning. Yeah, it's about the process. It's about avoiding injuries, but you want to win this game tonight. For the starters, this is it. This is the last tune-up, so you want to have a good taste in your mouth head into the big game with Carolina in 12 days.
I'm sort of going to piggyback off of that. The roster has to get down to 75 after this game, so while this is a lot about the starters getting ready for that Panthers game, it's also for those guys right on the bubble.
Yep, the defensive line is something that I'm going to be looking at as well, just because we want to see who can fill that last spot as far as if the Broncos go with maybe 5 defensive linemen, 6, we don't know, but I think there's a lot of guys like Kyle Pecco looking for a spot, so we'll see what happens there. That'll do it for us, though, on the BTV Live pregame show. For Andrew Mason, Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Enjoy the game, everybody. The LA Rams come to Denver.